When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. A man with a petition stopped me in the street last week. He said, "It's about ivory hunting." I said, "Are you for or against?" He said, "Well, would you endorse it?" I said, "There aren't any elephants in Dorset." When he was little, my brother fell into a snow globe. He managed to survive. He was just badly shaken. Remember, face painting can be a lot of fun, but you do need the consent of the person. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady, Pauline, who looks after us.
Ah, isn't it wonderful to get out and have a good brisk walk? All these people out with their dogs.
Yes, Anton. Don't they say that owners end up looking like their pets?
They do. I wonder if you can guess what sort of dog I used to own, Milton.
I'll just be diplomatic and say it must have been quite an ugly one.
I think dogs are good for people. It can transform them from being cold and rude into better human beings.
Stand to the side. Out of my way, you lot. Clear off.
Uh-oh. Make way for Mother Teresa.
I'm so sorry. We were dawdling, rather.
Well, quite. Jake, heel.
May I ask, what breed is he?
He's a cross, old English sheepdog.
I think I'd be cross if I was half sheep, half dog. You'd be busy trying to round yourself up, while at the same time thinking, something smells tasty round here. Oh, it's me!
Now, it's been utterly delightful to meet you, I'm sure, but I really have to get on. I'm late for a board meeting. My business floated last week.
You're probably just not eating enough fibre.
No, my company's wonderful.
Well, I'm not enjoying it.
I'm in computers. We're called Capital and Local.
Ah, Capital and Local.
You've heard of it?
No.
I run it with my brother, although he's more of a cat person.
Oh, right.
He's at home right now, lying in front of the fire. Not sure where he went last night either.
And when he's cleaned himself, does he sometimes go...
Anyway, best be off.
Can I give Jake a longer walk?
Absolutely not.
Oh, but look! Jake seems to have taken a real shine to Milton. It's almost like they're on the same level.
Well, Jake is a very smart dog.
I was thinking more the other way around, but no matter.
Very well, but you'll have to bring him back at 12 o'clock sharp. I live in Church Lane, number 7.
Oh, I know number 7.
Really?
Yes, it's the one that looks like an upside-down nose. It means quite a few, but not loads.
I do hope he doesn't bite you.
I'll make sure Jake gets home safe. See you later.
Good day.
Excuse me, are you a dog walker? I'm late for my haircut and my dog needs a run.
Well, I suppose
Can you help me too? Dogs aren't allowed at the One Direction concert I'm going to this evening, but Lucky here needs exercising.
Who's a well-named dog? Oh, who's a well-named dog?
As I walked the dogs, I felt a strong, almost unbreakable connection with every single one of them. But we eventually managed to untangle the leads and get them back to their owners.
Good job, Milton. And all those people were very happy to pay. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That for every 2 pieces of coal you use, a snowman loses his sight.
Right. Well, I'm thinking we could start a dog-walking business, but there might be a problem.
Yes. What if we just can't be bothered?
No. Our landlady, Pauline, she's not a fan of dogs. If her Twitter profile is anything to go by, look. At Pauline loves cats, landlady and serious cat lover, hashtag love cats, hashtag all dogs must die, and it's all in capitals.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. What have you two been up to, then?
Pauline, we were, thinking about starting a dog-walking business.
Yes, teach them to stand on their hind legs and then we could start a canine basketball team. You didn't mean that, did you?
No. More like people paying us to take their dogs around the park.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
You're not opposed to the idea?
No, no, no. Each to their own. Some like cats, some prefer dogs.
Pauline, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Just send in a tweet.
Oh, hang on. Idiot tenants want to start filthy dog walking business. Hashtag hate dogs. You do know I follow you on Twitter, Pauline.
Anyway, you can't start a dog walking business from this flat. Your tenant's agreement says no pets, and I've bent the rules enough for Milton as it is.
Be fair, Pauline. Nigel is very tidy, and he's only been here a couple of years. OK, 3 years, but he's been no trouble.
No trouble? You're not the one who has to empty the Hoover bag.
But the roses have never looked better.
Someone's commented on my tweet. Someone's opening kennels. This town has really gone to the dogs. Ha!
Who on earth?
Just my friend, Seth.
Well, no surprise this Seth character's on Twitter. These scurrilous cowards never have the courage to show themselves hiding behind the anonymity.
Greetings!
Do you mind? I'm in the middle of something. Cowering in their digital burrows, scared to show...
Hello. I'm Pauline's friend, Seth.
Right, well...
How'd you get in?
You left an upstairs window open. I'm such a cat person.
Hey, it's a good job we aren't having kippers for tea. Elsie'd have eaten them.
cat person, yes, very good, very good. Nevertheless, we must make our guest feel welcome, Milton.
OK, I'll just pass you the tray of tea and biscuits. And once you've digested the biscuits, we'd rather you didn't use the tray again.
Cats. Around for millennia and rightfully venerated by the ancients. You know mummified cats were found in the tombs of the pharaohs?
How fascinating.
By mummified, do you mean pregnant?
My point is, they're very spiritual animals. My spirit guide is a cat.
Mine's a bit of yellow plastic with a bubble in it.
Milton, that's your spirit level. So, Pauline, where did you two meet?
Well, Seth has a cat club.
A cat club? Sounds useful. A whack from one of those would certainly keep them off the flower beds.
It's just a little group of local cat owners, and we get together to discuss the total destruction of the dog community.
Not now, Pauline, not now.
I'm sorry, what was that, Pauline?
Hasn't Seth got lovely eyes? I could stare into them all day long.
Do you know, I can't even remember why I popped round.
Perhaps this will ring a bell.
Please don't shake my head like that.
Listen, I'm sorry, boys, but you can't run your dog-walking business from here, and that is that.
OK, Pauline, we shall, of course, respect your wishes. Maybe this is just the encouragement we need to set up some kennels and a dog-grooming centre.
Yes, we certainly have the know-how. Even as I speak, I'm also walking some dogs with the use of this very, very long lead I've made. All I have to do is to press this button, and they will all shoot back here immediately.
That might be rather alarming for all concerned.
What utter rubbish.
You might have to retract that.
OK. We hear a lot these days about groundbreaking technology, but I like to call a spade a spade. But things have changed so much. For instance, it's amazing to think that only a few decades ago that my grandmother wasn't even allowed to marry who she wanted to.
No, Georgina, I absolutely forbid it.
But, Papa, I don't understand. I love him, so why can't I marry him?
Because, Georgina, you are a duchess. And look, I'll show you one last time. Henry... is a small red Hoover.
It's because he's from below stairs, isn't it?
No, no, it's not that.
He's well connected.
Not anymore.
You're such a snob, Papa. You always do this. Remember Ken, who worked in the kitchens?
Oh, yes, Ken Wood, chef. Another social embarrassment.
He was a good mixer. Then there's Mr. Hobbs. He said I turned him on.
Russell Hobbs was a kettle.
What about the dishwasher?
The Bosch.
Don't be so xenophobic, Papa. The war was... Actually, I can't say as I'm not totally sure when this is supposed to be taking place.
My darling, I don't approve of any of these suitors because they are all household appliances.
I'll never be the same since my first love. I fell head over heels.
I should never have left you alone with that tumble dryer.
Nothing could dampen the flames.
I knew I should have cleared out the fluff tray.
Well, here's some news for you. I'm expecting, and there's nothing you can do about it.
What?
Mr. Morphy Richards and I are expecting any moment now. Ah, twins!
Pretty soon the great pet debate had grown beyond social media and now divided the town. Cat lovers were in the doghouse and dog lovers were fast running out of lives. But Anton and I were still trying to set up our business, and I'd found a local vacant shop.
Well, this is an excellent location. Lots of room for shelving here. Nice big window. What the blazes? Someone's thrown a brick through it. Well, there can only be one explanation.
Of course. This shop must contain some kind of brick magnet.
There's a note attached. It says, "We know what you dog people are trying to do, and we won't take this lying down, stretching out, finding warm spots to sleep or purring contentedly."
One of Pauline's Twitter followers, I expect.
No, this is old-fashioned violence. You can't blame the internet for this. Hang on, what's it say on the bottom?
"This message was sent to you by angrybrit.com. Got an angry message to send? Intimidate the easy way with our custom-made Angry Brick service."
Gah, another brick! From the cat lovers, no doubt.
And there's another note attached. "You recently received a brick through your window." How did we do? After a week of preparation, we were almost ready for the launch of our dog grooming business.
You did send out the invitations, didn't you?
Hey, you in there. Are you going to open up soon?
Edwina, Milton is just arranging some snacks and nibbles through here. Milton, what are you doing? Get off the table.
You said lay on a buffet. Yeah.
I'm not even sure that buffet is suitable.
Nonsense. I once had a dog who loved crisps. He went crazy if you just spelt out the first few letters of Walkers.
Get a move on.
Right, get everyone in.
At last.
As the crowd surged into the shop, I began my speech, which was carefully written to bring dog owners and cat lovers together. "Greetings, dog owners. Let us give ourselves the usual traditional greeting." But of course, everyone's welcome here, so cat owners, give me a cheer. None of them here.
Well, I tried to round some up, Milton, but it was like herding, you know.
Is there not a single cat owner here?
They're just not friendly like us.
They wanted to stay home, lay in beside the radiator.
So aloof.
Aloof. Aloof. Aloof. Aloof.
This is a sad day. We would have been so welcoming to them. What a bunch of stuck-up losers.
Meow. No, I was just saying meow, as in, that was a bit catty. I'm not a cat, I'm not a cat owner.
After him, we're going up that ladder. Now he's on the roof.
Roof.
Although maybe we shouldn't go after him until we've got some proof.
Proof.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I think we may have run out of things that rhyme with woof. Honestly, I've just been out picking up a parcel of dog poo.
Ah, good for you, Milton.
I wouldn't have minded, but we were out when it was delivered by post. So I had to pick it up from the depot.
Hello, Milton. Anton. Checked your tweets recently.
Hold on. Well done, Milton, collecting your special parcel. Hashtag hope you enjoyed your dog business. Oh, Pauline, this isn't like you.
Whatever.
Did you see that glazed look in her eye? It's almost as if...
she's in a trance, like someone's controlling her.
Hello.
Seth, what are you doing here? And how did you get in?
We left the cat flap open, didn't we?
Yes, cat person. Very droll. Pauline about? Oh, so sorry to hear about your dog shop debacle, but if you will work with such dumb animals...
Well, that's just where you're wrong, because Anton and I have decided to show how smart dogs really are.
Of course, that's a great idea, Milton. Put on a show.
Yes, but there won't be a feline in sight. It'll be an all-singing, all-dancing spectacular, you know, like Cat.
Oh, bother.
Or perhaps a more traditional dog show, something more like Crofts.
It will fail.
Like all things to do with dogs.
I'll have you know.
Well, Seth, I for one will not fall prey to petty rivalries. And in the spirit of reconciliation, I've got you this dish of cream.
Well, thank you, Milton. I do love cream. It looks like your inability to understand the term cat person can have its upside.
Milton, when you say cream, do you mean...
Yeah, the one from the bathroom cabinet.
I just hope there's enough to go around.
Oh, don't worry. Anton's got piles.
Milton.
And so the competitions began. Edwina offered to help, and every category was bitterly contested. I looked set to win the walking to heel class, but was disqualified at the last minute.
I'm sorry, but that's not allowed.
What? It's just a coincidence. A very fluffy poodle, and my trousers just happened to be made out of Velcro.
I'm so disappointed to see you cheating. You'll lose points for your dog barking, too.
Wait, he's barking at that cat. How did that cat get in? Oh, there's another. Oh, and there are some pro-cat protesters, too.
Hey, I am not Pauline. I am the second in command of the movement to recognise the voice of cats.
I think I've read about this. Hashtag Mewtwo.
I hardly think a few cats are going to phase our dogs.
Oh, I think we can show these dogs to be both foolish and inferior with one simple move.
Seth, I knew it.
Any second now, someone is about to deliver something that will cause chaos in here.
What is it? What's in the box?
It's not what's in the box. It's who's delivering it. And what that will do to your best friend.
I don't understand. No!
Special delivery!
You fiend! It's the postman!
I knew that when things go against you, you have to be persistent. They say it takes 10,000 hours to be good at something. But not running the 100 metres, it turns out. But I knew how to be patient. Once, I remember, I even applied to be a hostage negotiator. There was a rigorous vetting procedure. Hello, I'm phoning about the job.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. We're not taking anyone at the moment. Goodbye.
Don't hang up! My name's Milton. Can I call you Debbie? Is that okay?
Oh, my name's Linda.
What are your demands?
That you call me Linda, for a start.
Okay, Linda. You've got what you wanted. Now, you need to give me something.
No, I don't.
I'm not here to judge, so feel free to carry on being small-minded and uncooperative.
Look, we don't have a position at the moment. It's about to be filled by an excellent female candidate.
So one false move and the girl gets it.
I don't have time for this. I have to operate on this cat.
What?
This is a vet's.
Oh, so not vetting process to become a hostage negotiator.
What are you talking about? You're pushing me over the edge, you really are.
But Linda, no one needs to get hurt. Do exactly as I say. I want you to put the cat down. No, Linda! Linda! Linda, listen to me! Dejected, we made our way home from our disastrous dog show.
Oh, boys, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me lately. One minute I feel fine, the next I just want to do something awful to dogs. But Seth has got such lovely eyes.
Pauline!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. Here, this will cheer you up. I took some videos at your show. Look at this one.
That's sweet.
Yeah, aren't they cute?
Dalmatians always are. You know when you adopt 100 of them and you just always want one more?
Yeah, I think that was a film, Milton.
Really?
But, Pauline, what's brought about this change of heart?
Watching this stuff I shot at your show. Look at this. One of my cats thinks he's licking his leg, but it turns out that it was one of the dogs...
And now they're all caught up together. It's so cute.
Next thing you know, they've escaped from the zoo and they're off to Madagascar, meeting this bunch of lemurs...
That definitely is a film, Milton.
In many ways, it's a metaphor for life. We're all caught up together, yet somehow we have to get along and learn to forgive.
Unless you can work your way up through the ranks of gladiators in ancient Rome. Yes, I know that is a film. I love The Jungle Book.
There's something life-affirming about a funny animal video, isn't there? Mm,
it's funny. A few years ago, you couldn't get away from them on the internet. Cats opening pedal bins, dogs on skateboards. But now, well, there's nowhere near as many of those videos.
Oh, but that's it. The way we can take all the anger out of this town is to upload some more videos of adorable animals.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Well, we can make lots of them. Here's to peace and harmony breaking out.
I made one with a swarm of bees once. Cost a fortune. But I should never have given them each their own dressing room. And so, to bring peace and reconciliation to our town and the world, we set about remaking YouTube videos that have brought joy to so many people. We'd plenty of cat and dog ones from the show, but we sourced all sorts of animals from the same firm who said they'd supplied the horses for their Findus Shepherd's Pie adverts. OK, let's have those puppies on that piano and that parakeet on the treadmill, and over here, can we have all the cats that look like Hitler? Well, let's start with sheep jumping over a non-existent fence. Number one, please. Right, where did you train? Lambda, excellent. And lights, camera, action! Very good, very good. Next, where's the moth whose wings look like the face of an owl? And cue, on your cue, can you just flutter past the camera from left to right, please? So here we go. Lights! Sorry, I didn't really think that through. Next, the panda who's frightened of a sneeze. Okay, okay, no need to be nervous. We won't do anything to frighten you. In fact, would you like some bamboo? Eventually, we got all we needed, and it was time to put them up on YouTube. 5,000 gigabytes of top-quality cuddly animal nonsense.
This is odd. I've uploaded all of them, but every time I search for any of them, there's nothing there. It's almost like someone's taking down our animal videos as soon as they go up, but who'd want to do that?
The RSPCA?
Doubt it. It's not as if any of us have been in trouble for using cameras with animals before.
Once I had a mix-up when I was asked to snap some flamingos.
Yes, we don't talk about that. No, I think this is quite different. This feels more like the shadowy world of cybercrime. Leave it with me. I was at university with a top policeman who specialises in that.
Wow, you mean PC world. Anton's friend tracked down the server we'd uploaded our videos to Egypt, which has a long history of technology. In fact, I seem to remember that the first ever film was made on papyrus.
Well, these are the coordinates he gave me, but they can't be right. We're slap bang in the middle of the Valley of the Kings.
Maybe deciphering these hieroglyphics will help. A picture of a man standing facing north, and he's in front of a door, whereas this door has a representation of a female.
No, those are the toilets, Milton. We should move away from the visitor's centre. Now, I don't know what it is, but there's something not quite right about that huge stone door, the ancient one, with the carving of Bastet, the cat goddess, on it.
Could it be that digital keypad?
Yes, yes. Now, if only we had some way of guessing the passcode.
But aren't passcodes normally just a sequence of numbers or names of pets?
Milton, this is a highly sensitive data centre protecting priceless information.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Milton, you're a genius.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 was the name of my first pet. Well, I called him that for short. He was a centipede. His full name was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shall we go in? Look, Milton. Racks and racks of servers processing millions of terabytes of data. There's a console. Now, you have brought the memory stick with all the footage on, haven't you?
Of course.
I'm afraid I will have to stop you there.
Seth, is that you?
Indeed. The cat gods are not smiling on you today. Welcome to my impenetrable lair.
Seth, I'm no expert on supervillains, but shouldn't you be stroking the cat, not the other way round?
That's the largest cat I've ever seen.
I find Tittle soothing. Or should I say, we find him soothing.
Hello, you two idiots.
Edwina.
I see you've met my silly little brother.
You're related.
I'm not silly.
Artil.
Shut up.
I'll tell on you.
I'll tell on you first.
Tell on you.
No, I'll tell on you
tell
first.
On you.
Stop it.
I'll tell on you.
Stop
now.
Stop it. Come along, it you two. Look, before someone gets hurt.
Nonsense.
We enjoy it.
Besides, it's how we've made our fortune.
But How?
When the internet came along, we set up our own company.
You mean Capital and Local?
Or Caps Lock for short.
We made the Caps Lock keys for every keyboard in the world.
With a sideline in the ones with exclamation marks.
Wow.
That'll be £10, please. Royalties.
What? That's outrageous.
Were you using up a case just then?
Maybe.
That'll be 50.
My mum must owe you millions.
But then suddenly things began to slow down, and we realised instead of bickering online, everyone was getting distracted by the new craze in stupid little animal videos. Skateboards, mirrors.
Parakeets dancing to the Beach Boys.
Sales plummeted, so we had to think of how to make people jab their Caps Lock keys all day, so they'd wear them out and need replacements.
In order to spread hatred and dissent, we've removed every funny animal gif.
Doesn't bother me. I never look a horse gif in the mouth.
What has Pauline got to do with it?
We needed somebody to be our apparatus and keep stoking the world's longest-running feud, cats versus dogs. And she was the most easily manipulated cat enthusiast I have ever met.
Hypnosis. So, that explains her behaviour.
You'll never get away with this, O Master.
You monster! Milton, we can't stand for... Milton, where are you?
Hey, don't touch those controls.
Too late. I've just used your supercomputer to play the ultimate animal video mashup, made of all the videos you've stolen. Look!
No, no, I can't look, but I can't look away.
Oh, it's a dog falling out of a laundry basket onto a skateboard going past a cat.
Trying to turn a light on, knocking over the saucepan onto the owner's laptop whilst wearing a hat. And look,
they both look like Hitler.
That video is now going viral.
Peace is breaking out across the world. Well done, Milton.
And share. We left Seth and Edwina to their doom, trapped in front of an endless stream of cute animal videos, and headed home.
Thank you so much for rescuing me from their clutches. But what happened to Seth and Edwina?
Well, the thing is... Well, Pauline, you see,
they've both gone to live on a nice farm in the country.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Perhaps we should stay away from divisive issues from here on in.
Hear, hear.
I blame the internet.
You're just a Luddite.
Remind me what that is.
You see, in the old days, people knew what a Luddite was.
Perhaps we should all agree to stay off it for a while. I'm sure we'd all get along a lot better.
Hear, hear.
Coffee, madam.
Oh, no, I prefer tea.
Really? I'm very much a coffee person.
Oh, you snob.
Well, I hardly think... Oh!
Milton, did you just trip up that air steward?
The server's down.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.